UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
James Strebel hanging out again. He's got nothing to do with
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He just wants to be on the air.
And James Strebel.
It's 100% accurate.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I was thinking last night on this smart thing. Like, I'll be honest with you. I'm tired of dealing with the thing. Like, I'm just dealing with the shit. What do you think? Because I went to him with a strong-ass offer about a month ago. Strong.
You're damn right.
He's a gangster.
That is the coach of record for this program. It is The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, hanging out with you on this Wednesday edition of the show. There's a flurry of things happening around the show. We are a tizzy today with Will Wade and Sean Miller.
Yes.
We are in a tizzy today over Christian Dawkins. We still have the scent of James Strebel as Kyle Tucker continues to write about E.J. Montgomery not going to the NBA, just going somewhere that's not UK.
Oh.
We have that out there. This HBO documentary's out there. We'll have Pat Forty at 4 o'clock.
Wow.
So we are loaded today, okay, of all the things that we have to talk about.
You got a ton,
you understand?
Yes.
We are loaded today. But Mitch, he has a sound sheet for the show today.
Yay.
And he said, last second edition, Floyd Mayweather trying to say the word epidemic. And so let's start there.
Yeah.
Let's before we get into it.
That's why right now, with this huge academic, with this huge that's going on, all this crazy stuff that's going on.
Good enough.
Yay!
There you go, Floyd Mayweather. But we are in a tizzy today, and it is The Take. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. We are broadcasting from my home yet again today. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, the mobile Papa John's Studios. Use the promo code RadioXL for the two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com, or better yet, go to the Papa John's app. Get the no-contact delivery and let Papa John's take care of you and the family tonight. So all of us here, and Locke talked about this today, and it is difficult in one sense of the word. People don't have HBO still. Do you know people that do not have HBO?
Wow.
Because I believe I was trying to think who does not have HBO.
Right.
And one that I can think of off the top of my head is Keith Pointer. Our guy,
really?
KP, does not have HBO. Lachlan McClain does not have HBO.
He doesn't?
But he watched the documentary last night. And so I was not able to barge into his show. I want to know how I want to know how he saw the film yesterday.
I think that now I listen.
Unless
to,
he traded passwords,
maybe he traded passwords, or Drew and Mark Blankenbaker on their show this morning said you could sign up on Amazon for a 2-week free trial
to get that.
HBO, and that's how they both watched it.
Gotcha. So Mark Blankenbaker doesn't have HBO
He said he canceled his subscription. And he had to, like, refine his old password.
Oh,
it was a whole thing,
oh,
he said.
Oh, Lord heaven.
Yes, yes.
So multiple people.
Multiple people don't have it.
Here's where I don't know, because the tentacles that everyone has talked about all day today on the stations.
Yes.
Here at ESPN Louisville. I want to get into as well, but I want to further the conversations of how much we actually care about any of this. And then we'll talk with Pat Forte. And so I got a bunch of different thoughts.
Oh, me too.
Louisville stuff. What do you think on the Louisville side? Randolph Morris, his name was mentioned.
Yes, it was.
We like Christian Dawkins, do we not?
I like him. He's a really smart dude,
Mitch,
man.
Mitch, you watched it last night. How much Old Forester did you crush last night?
I had about three bourbon and Cokes. I'm watching it last night.
All right. There
nice.
You go.
You sat down with the dog and you watched some cheating in college basketball.
Oh, it's fantastic.
The Will Wade stuff is fantastic.
I loved every
which
minute of it.
You heard there on the open. The Sean Miller saying that Will Wade had essentially big testicles for the offers that he was making was delightful.
He was making up money. He's just printing money, basically.
Yes,
they couldn't compete with him.
Which makes us love LSU even more.
Oh, yeah.
And so I want to get into it at 437-9680. Today is also, and Mitch, I don't know, you mentioned it this morning, but so much has happened just behind the scenes today and the workings of ESPN Louisville. Today is also the anniversary of the Bobby Petrino neck brace press conference.
It is. Oh, April's Fool's Day. Yes.
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 so,
oh, we got so much today.
So, I mean, that is delightful.
Yeah.
Can we put this up at ESPN 680? Did the lawyer last night in the scheme, did Christian Dawkins' lawyer in the scheme look cool? Did he look like a cool lawyer?
He kind of did.
Like, dude, he was my favorite
character. He looked character cool, did he not?
If I were to ever have a lawyer, I want that guy. His name's Steve Haney. He killed it.
Okay, because this is why I reached out to Keith Pointer today. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, do you hate that lawyer? Like the guy who's got the, like he's, like he just looks much younger, like he's had work done.
Oh, that,
right?
That, and he's in shape.
He's in perfect shape.
Tanned.
He's got the sport coat with just the random floral douche shirt under it.
Yeah.
Like, and again, but I don't know how many people have seen this. And this is the biggest problem.
That
is. If Louisville or Kentucky played basketball last night, especially the famine of sports that we're under right now, and everyone would have watched the game or at least by now. I don't know. I truly don't know. The number, and we have sound from Will Wade, and we have sound from Sean Miller, although he says the F word so much, you can't even play the Sean Miller sound.
No.
It's like all redacted, pretty much. I mean, and there's stuff about Louisville, people taking shots at Louisville.
Yeah.
One thing good for U of L is, and I was going to tease this, but not having Jordan Fair video that played last night, because the only people that know Jordan Fair are Louisville fans, and like Wetzel Thamel and 40,
right.
And Mark Schlabach. Otherwise, no one knows who the hell Jordan Fair is, was, or anything like that. So that was not in the two-hour film last night by HBO. But I just have a million things. I don't even know where to even start today, but I did want to start with Floyd Mayweather, and I did want to start with how cool the lawyer looked.
He was cool.
I bet Keith Pointer hates that guy.
I bet other lawyers watch that and they're like,
they
this
hate
is,
the guy.
They hate that they know when that kind of guy walks into the courtroom that there's going to be a battle and he's going to use every dirty trick in the book and he's probably going to better call Saul only at a higher level and much cooler.
I disagree. He's the opposite of that, isn't he?
I don't know.
Better call Saul's like a shyster. You don't think this guy's a shyster? You think he's acting like he's a big shot? He's
okay.
He was the old boss of Better Call Saul's.
Oh, that's I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That's what this
Howard,
guy is.
Howard whatever.
Howard.
Yeah,
Howard.
Howard. It's Howard.
Howard.
Yeah, he's Howard. He's got the perfect tan.
So what do we do, though, today? Because, I mean, I think we can get into legit things. Like, okay, so you hear, if you're a U of L fan, you hear the audio of Will Wade. You hear the audio of Sean Miller and the story of Christian Dawkins and company, okay? You hear all of that, and then randomly... and obviously, randomly is boy, that's a thick word there. It's not totally randomly, but Rick Pitino and Billy Minardi Hall and
the thrown in there
and Katina Powell and all that, and then you're besmirched in some sort of way. But I don't know, and I ask this, when you watch something last night for people that care, and I want to get into this. Again, 437-9680, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out on the take on ESPN Louisville, is this. By the way, Governor Beshear at 5, Pat Forte at 4, just a heads up again. Dan Beshear. We'll have all that, and we'll get into other things today. We have to play out the Cooper Turtle Hassan region in today's sound bracket, so I need to find that so we can get into that at some point today. My dog Ramon is trying to yet again sit on the lap of one James Strebel.
He loves me. I like him too. Look, he wants like to make out with me, it looks like. Save that for the mixtape.
The FBI last night?
Yeah.
Pulling guns on Christian Dawkins. Like, again, but I don't – okay, so just quickly. Here are the list of things. Ramon, leave him alone. Here are the things that I laughed at. How much more we cared about Deflategate than what was on the television last night.
Yes.
How much more that everyone cared about a damn football in a 45-7 game against the Indianapolis Colts. The other thing – as pertains to, like, U of L fans, because they get sensitive, and I understand it, even though they do need to know the NCAA obviously is going to see them guilty here in this next round of stuff. There was nothing that was good for U of L last night other, in my estimation, than Jordan Fair in that video. You know, you had the USC guy, you had the Arizona guy, and all that.
Guy from Auburn.
Yes, the question that I would have is, If stemming from this, Will Wade and or Sean Miller ended up being fired, let go, and then ultimately received I don't know how many of a year of a show cause from the NCAA, is that going to make anyone happy? Does anyone feel like a winner if that ends up being the case? And I'm asking just fans out there, like fans that care about this sort of thing.
Right.
Is anyone going to be like, okay, something did happen because these coaches lost their livelihood?
And for me, no, because as the film points out, the FBI at some point just quit. It's like all we're left with is we're just left with Louisville, Sean Miller, and Will Wade, essentially. Now, I know some other, like Creighton was mentioned a few times, but they're not high profile enough to really register on anybody's radar. But if as a casual fan or just a serious fan of college basketball, you look at that and you say, okay, Rick Pitino paid a price. Will Wade may pay a price. Sean Miller may pay a price. And then they'll just move on business as usual.
Yeah, I agree, but the reason I ask it on the Louisville side is, and the people that care about the purity of college basketball, which is the discussion that I want to get into here on the show today, and we're going to have a bunch of fun and we'll have a bunch of nonsense, is if Will Wade and Sean Miller get fired, is that making anything with Louisville fans feel better? Because I feel like they want someone to also be the face of nonsense, and I would say Miller and Wade have taken that mantle over, okay, especially after last night, but they still have jobs. The other thing that this is, and this is what Bob talked about, it's what Jay Billis talked about, and I know we have sound of Billis, and Mitch, help me here. If there's something you think fits, boy, save that for the mixtape. you go ahead and let me know. But The interesting thing about that happens last night is a number of things. The Louisville side of things is the Wade Miller. If they lose their jobs, how do you feel? The other thing is, are we even cheering for the NCAA to win here?
That's a fair point. And
that is the NCAA, if they come in and they lay the hammer down at Rick Pitino and they lay the hammer down to Kansas, and we'll see what happens with Bill Self, and they lay the hammer down to all of these assistants, and they lay the hammer down to Sean Miller and Will Wade, is that something that we're rooting for? Like, I felt like there's more vindication, to go back to Deflategate. There was more vindication for all these whiny-ass NFL fans that act like they're not watching what they're actually watching, which is human beings colliding, that they were so happy when Tom Brady got the 4-game suspension, which, of course, the Patriots being the Patriots went 3-1 with 2 or 3 different quarterbacks and gave you the middle finger. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But are we cheering cheering for that, and I don't mean Louisville Lock. I don't mean Louisville fans. Sure. I mean generally as college basketball people, as Kentucky fans who had to deal with all the nonsense that you took when you hired John Calipari now more than a decade ago. Those are some of the interesting things. And then the last thing is this, and these are big picture things if you did not see obviously the film last night, but just have been following this story and this fodder, the good guy we've been talking about for years around here, is, and Bob finally alluded to it, because Bob was talking about it today. He's like, you know, there are parts of this that break my heart, and I understand where he's coming from with the love of the game and all of that stuff.
Right.
But I look at it the other way. It is nice occasionally that you can see. And this is what has happened, even in today's political climate, to tie all these things together. Mm-hmm. You get to see now, and you get available information, and we get so many opinions now that there's so much thrown out there that we now know more, and that's what creates division.
Right.
And so when you look at and when you watch the film, and not even just the NCAA in general, what you are watching is not something that is pure. And that's the very beginning in why I am not fundamentally bothered by anything that I saw last night, except for the fact of how many millions of dollars of taxpayer money were wasted to just catch Christian Dawkins and put him in prison for a couple months.
Right.
Right. Like that's the crime. That's the serious part. That's the crime, because what you are watching in college athletics, okay, is at its very basis hilarious. You have people who are offering their product who don't get to choose what they get in return, and what they're getting is massive, in some cases, massively beyond market value, while the people at the top are keeping all of this for themselves, and the prices on coaches and administrators and assistant coaches, and how a strength coach in the SEC can easily clear $1 million a year now.
Easy.
Yeah, it is like this is what you're watching. What you're watching, amateurism is not purity. Mm-hmm. And if you believe that, then you are going to fundamentally disagree with all of the comedy that I find in Will Wade.
Right.
That's where I get the comedy, because it's like they say in the piece, and it might be Wetzel, you're not going to stop capitalism because you come up with a bunch of dopey rules, NCAA.
Right.
And that's the point. And that's the way that I took the overwhelming thing from this film. We can get into Louisville. We can get into specific players. We can get into what it means for this guy or that guy. That's fine. It is funny to have to see someone like LSU, and we'll talk with Pat Forty about this. Like it's Ray Rice in that you can read about it. You can read for years now. Thamel and Forty and Wetzel have been giving you this information. But then when you see it, things change. And that's why Ray Rice was never allowed back in the NFL.
Right.
Because people saw him punch and knock out his, girlfriend
or wife.
She ended up being his wife.
Yeah.
And he did every rehab thing and has lived a life in that way. And it never mattered.
It didn't matter.
And for him, is the same going to be true? And the last thing is this. And Bill has talked about it with Bobby V. All of these college basketball people, okay, all these coaches, all of these people, okay, that it's easy to run when it's a story at Yahoo, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, you can brush it off. When we get to see Will Wade, again, I don't care, but for the people that do, when we get to see that, and then all of you say nothing, boy, that silence is deafening. Where's Dick Vitale today?
Yeah.
Where is everybody saying Sean Miller does not deserve to have a job? I don't care. Sean Miller can be the coach there forever. Yeah. It makes Arizona interesting. Yeah. Bring in some bum and we'll never have fun with Sean Miller sweating his ass off on the sideline.
Exactly.
But where is everybody?
Yeah.
It's easy for everyone to take a run at Will Wade. Sean Miller didn't look good last night. Well, you know, the last – I can. Well, Andy, the last couple of years we've known some of this. True. But once you see it, mm-hmm. we as a society are all in lockstep here. When we see it, it fundamentally changes our mind, period. When we experience something, it is easier to talk about on the radio
yeah.
than when you do not, okay? And the same is true here. And I have looked around today. Where are the takes?
Yeah.
Where is everybody?
I'm looking.
Where is everybody?
Yeah.
And I don't care. This is the difference, you know, between 40 and I think he cares. I don't care. I don't care if they cheat. I don't love the system that it's built on.
Sure.
I hope this helps. I want nothing else that the NCAA has to do massive reform. Okay. I'm not cheering for the NCAA.
Right.
But if you are and you're not saying anything, and you're not publicly calling out Will Wade today, and you're not calling out Sean Miller, when we saw the evidence, we can't just brush it off as some sort of BS fake news because it's
right.
on a website.
You saw
when
it.
You see it in front of you and you do nothing, it tells me that you agree with me. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, no, I one of the things that actually, and this may sound weird, endeared me to Christian Dawkins is when he said, the coaches that are paying the kids are the coaches that I want to work with because those coaches are at least doing something for them. They're getting them the money or the house or the car or whatever. And to me, I was for someone that wants to see the players compensated at a collegiate level, and I've been saying that for years, I was kind of like, you know, right, you're right, dude. You know, of course these coaches are not doing it for the kids. They're doing it for their own gain. They're doing it because they want to win and they want to make more money as a college coach. But when he says that, it's like, yeah, because that's the opposite of the NBA or the NCAA. The NCAA doesn't give a damn about the kid. They just want to make the money off the kid. They don't want to give anything extra to them. They don't want to treat them fairly. So that was one point of it. And the other point of it, what came off the worst to me, and you said this, it was the federal government. It was those prosecuting attorneys that and the FBI that came and arrested Christian Dawkins with a damn SWAT team. With a damn SWAT team.
But that's it. They tried to scare in the initial press conference where the Southern District of New York
yes.
talked big bleep, and then with the way they tried to get Christian Dawkins to roll, none of that happened. They didn't scare anyone with the press conference. They got laughed, and the burners got snapped, and they never scared Christian Dawkins, who never ratted, and that might be good if you believe, and we don't know what he had on Rick Pitino. He never ratted. We never saw the Jordan Fair video. Those are two good things for U of L.
Absolutely.
It's not going to mean anything. It may be, it probably means nothing, but man, well, I just don't know how much. I don't know how much, like people aren't rooting for Sean Miller and Will Wade, but they're not rooting for the NCAA.
It's a weird situation because you're not rooting for Sean Miller. You're not rooting for Will Wade. Most people listening, you're not rooting for the NCAA. You sure as hell ain't rooting for the Southern District of New York or the FBI. If anyone out
I'm
there
rooting
is,
for that lawyer, though.
I'm rooting for that lawyer. That lawyer was awesome. But you're not – I'm actually weirdly rooting for Christian Dawkins because
– Me too.
I mean, he really did –
Yeah, but that's what the film wanted you to do is to
it
leave
did.
Is to
it,
leave there thinking
– Yes.
I mean, Christian Dawkins – I mean, Mitch, come on. You had three old Foresters and Coke. Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
I'm seeing. He's there. He's there.
He's there?
What about it?
I mean, we all thought that's what Cooper wishes he...
Oh,
like,
it, that, five, that, five yeah. minutes into the documentary, I'm like, this is Coop.
That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah. That's his dream.
But he never tried to make it really happen.
No.
Or Christian, maybe he was in the midst of that. I don't know.
Dawkins did make it happen at 12 years old. But no, when he's there talking about...
Dawkins is cool. I said it. To hell with you, Diener and Blankenbaker.
He is cool.
To hell with you. Dawkins is cool.
Not only is he cool.
Christian Dawkins is a cool guy.
He was taking that dude's money.
Is he full of it? Yeah, he's full of it. He'd be perfect for sports talk radio.
Absolutely. That D'Angelo guy was just giving him money. He's like, man, I'm not going to give to these coaches. I'll just take his money. Let's go to the strip club. and the lawyer's like, I love that you said that. He's like, is that showing you that you had no intent to actually get any of these coaches involved? And how stupid is the FBI? We want the coaches paid directly. Why? What? That's not the game, dude. He kept telling me this is how it works.
Jeff D'Angelo is trying so hard. Like, every 5 seconds.
Jeff D'Angelo.
Jeff D'Angelo.
Is that a great name? Jeff D'Angelo.
No, it's a horrible
the,
one.
The Sicilian guy?
Yeah, he's a crook, too. That's the one thing.
He took all the money.
He took all the money. He took the money, and the FBI
he
looks
went
so
to the strip club.
Freaking bad. That's why I can't, like, take any
no,
of this seriously.
You're not rooting. The thing is, it makes you, the whole premise of the film is to make you root for Christian Dawkins, and in the end, I was rooting for Christian
it worked.
Dawkins.
It absolutely
he's like,
worked.
He's like, NCAA, and I'm like, I'm with you now.
I'm with you, dude.
Oh, goodness, what was I gonna, what was, oh, Mitch, we had Sound of Blankenbaker this morning, who was on one.
He was.
He was on one.
He was so mad.
What do we have of Mark Blankenbaker this morning?
He asked the question, is Jeff D'Angelo John Calipari?
Okay,
and then
let's,
he takes
let's
runs
get
at
to,
Lexington Media.
Let's get to both of these. I wouldn't want to make love to this sound. I'm just being honest. I have not heard this, but I just know that it's going to be great. Mark Blankenbaker compares Jeff D'Angelo, who is the undercover agent in the FBI, who apparently some of the money disappears and he went to strip clubs. I don't know.
He disappeared.
And then he went somewhere, and Blankenbaker thinks it reminds him of somebody.
Is Jeff D'Angelo John Calipari? You know, I mean, we don't know.
Let's have a real discussion.
Okay.
Let's have a real discussion.
That's great.
Sure, let's have a real
wait, who's better in that sound, Blankenbaker or Diener?
Oh, it's Diener.
Is it Diener? Is
shutting
Diener
him
better
down.
In this sound? Play it again, Mitch.
Is Jeff D'Angelo John Calipari? You know, I mean, we don't know.
Let's have a real discussion.
Okay.
Let's have a real discussion. No, Diener wanted to do Diener's serious better. News journalism.
Yes, he did.
And Blankenbaker was trying to do the Blankenbaker stuff. And
right,
like, no.
And just give a hot take
just
about
give a
Lexington.
Hot take about
and just immediately
Cal.
Pivot at 7:07. Is that how early in the show it was? That the first thought that Blankenbaker had was pivoting from the shady FBI agent to John Calipari. Is that the first thought that he gave out on the air this morning
no,
on ESPN Louisville?
That came later.
Oh, it came later.
Yeah, it came
day.
Later because they gotcha. Had some trouble with Zoom getting it to work and see each other, and then they went right into Christian Dawkins and
That's
stuff.
That's because Diener's trying to use the oldest iPad in the world. I mean, the iPad he's using, you couldn't even steal it out of a car.
The John Clay's iPad.
If you steal
it's the same one, the same year model.
Boy, that's such a behind-the-scenes joke.
It is, I know.
John Clay always shoots at press conferences with this big bleeping iPad.
Yeah, the iPad's the GOAT.
Yeah,
it's the
what's
GOAT.
That?
I said that iPad's the greatest of all time because for Kentucky post-game board runners.
Oh, no, listen, John Clay is the GOAT for it.
Yes.
But I just want you to know that while he's got an iPad, the massive old iPad, it's delightful. Actually, I take that back. I believe he is upgraded. I think the people hooked him up with some sort of a tripod in some sort of way.
See, that makes me sad because John Clay holding up the iPad.
It was sadness.
Selfie stick.
It was sadness.
And yeah. Filming Calipari with it.
Trying to get Derek Willis sound. It's
yes,
sadness.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, it's great.
Here's Blankenbaker taking to run yet again at the Lexington Media.
You're talking about the Courier Journal who thoroughly covered Shane Bohannon and a Mercedes-Benz. Kevin Ware's his speeding ticket when he borrowed his car. But for 55 minutes and two different media availabilities didn't ask a question about the Ashton Hagens money phone. Okay? That's the Courier Journal we're talking about. And I'm not going to single out the Courier Journal. I'm going to throw in the Lexington Herald Leader, Sea of Blue, ESPN, Yahoo. Anybody that maybe was on any of those phone calls with John Calipari didn't ask about that. Y'all have all lost any credibility, and if you want to know why your subscriptions are going down,
that's why.
Because you're not giving the same prudency that you're asking of the University of Louisville. You're not asking for the University of Kentucky, and then we're not going to play by two separate standards. We're going to play by the same one, and now we can see through you because you've been given this opportunity. So now we see you for what you actually are.
Oh, boy, Mark.
Say it.
Oh, sheep.
Can you just get the end there? Sheep. Sheep.
Oh, sheep.
Sheep.
Oh, sheep.
I mean.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
He's calling out, Strebel, Sea of Blue.
He said a Sea of Blue in the midst of the Courier Journal, the Lexington Herald Leader, a Sea of Blue, and Yahoo Sports.
Yeah, actual news news sites, and we're just a blog, really. I mean. No, none taken. I agree with you. No, I agree 100%.
He put Tim Sullivan up there next to
Big Blue Drew.
Guys who write under a fake name.
Yeah. Mark Story, you know, Dan Wetzel, you know, actual journalists, and then there's me, you know, I'll throw myself in there,
Texas
too.
Texas says, 10 minutes ago I requested you guys shift the conversation to WrestleMania. You have not done that. I will not ask again. I don't know anything about WrestleMania.
Yeah, I don't know what
WrestleMania.
You want. They're gonna wrestle in front of an empty stadium.
Yeah,
you know,
WrestleMania. I'm not a wrestling guy.
Neither am I. I did
back in the day, and that's it. That's all we need to say.
I was flipping through on Monday night, just going through the TV and just looking at stuff. And Monday Night Raw was on in an empty stadium. It was the most bizarre. Because they're still doing their act.
Now you're doing wrestling talk, though.
I don't want to do it.
The guy just tricked
yes.
you. Now you're giving.
But it was so weird.
I know it's awkward. There's nothing there.
Yeah,
yes.
And they're doing that performance, and it's like it was just weird. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail the whole thing, but I did. That texter got me off.
Texter says Jeff D'Angelo is such a bad name.
Yeah, it is. They pushed the Italian thing too, like, oh yeah,
went to Sicily to take care of his ill mother.
Yeah, no,
was that the most stereotypical thing?
Yes, either that or he had the because Christian Dawkins was like, I don't want to be stereotypical over here, but
hey Nick, you having pasta today?
Yeah,
hey Valvano,
he
hey, what's up?
The mob. I don't know that. This was Dawkins said. He's like, I don't know where his money's coming from. I don't want to be stereotypical, but I thought maybe he had mob connections.
No, Dawkins knew that it was bad.
Yeah,
he was telling everyone. He knew that's why he didn't flip. He knew deep down this isn't right. The guy's giving me money and just wants to have me hand it to Tomzo.
And Rick Pitino.
Just hand it to him.
I don't know what the fascination with Rick Pitino was on the federal level.
Well, here's what I think. My theory is there's something Andy Miller related there.
Yeah.
There's some smoke there that people know. But with Pitino and Andy Miller, that would be my opinion, and that's
right.
How Dawkins came up. But no, if you thought of coaches to go after, I mean, we've been complaining like hell for years about Rick Pitino.
Yeah,
you know, recruiting fans did, and for him, like, if you gave me 10 coaches, that's like, oh yeah, these guys are cheating, they're gonna get busted. I would not come up with Rick Pitino.
Not if they during that time. No, absolutely not. But I mean, Dawkins said at the beginning that he had, his words, he delivered a kid to Louisville just the other day or whatever. I mean, this is why I disagreed with something Blankenbaker and Diener said.
Well, here, let's tease that.
All right,
you
there's something I vehemently disagree with them, what they said at the beginning of the show.
You're going to take a run at Blankenbaker and Diener.
I just disagree wholeheartedly with something they said at the beginning of their show today.
Texas says, Blankenbitter did claim IU and Tom Crean set up U of L with Katina Powell. Texter says 4379680. After watching the shame, the NCAA needs to figure out how to pay players before the Power Five and Big East form their own league. I mean, I don't want to get into that conversation today, but that is the kind of conversation that makes you say. That is the conversation that it's the fundamental thing that we're watching. It's nice just to know what you're watching.
Yes.
And I don't have a problem with it, but I know a lot of people do, and all of those people are really quiet today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is an odd thing. We'll take a break. We'll lighten it up. We'll play some sound next with the sound bracket. Hopefully we'll find more Blankenbaker sound. Pat Forty going to join us at 4:00. Governor Beshear, his press conference live at 5:00. It's The Take on this Wednesday. Hanging out with you another 2.5 hours, I should say, right here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What have you been doing since you've been quarantined at the Grossman household?
I've been playing video games. I got my 2K player on a 94 overall right now. I've been watching a lot of TV shows recently. I just started the show All American on Netflix.
And James Strebel.
It's pretty good. It's about an African American football player from Compton. Goes to Beverly Hills and starts playing for them. It's pretty good.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it on this Wednesday. It's The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you on this Wednesday, 4379680. Still a number of things that I want to get to. Pat Forty going to join us. He's from Sports Illustrated. We'll talk with him at 4:00. Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference coming up. at 5 p.m. today on all ESPN Louisville stations. Also, a reminder, best of games. We'll have even more via our good friends at Westwood One. That's going to be on Saturday, the 2004. I'm looking at Streeple. The 2015 Final Four game, the semifinal, Wisconsin and Kentucky. You can catch that one Saturday at noon. And then at about 2:30, the 1985 national title game between Villanova and Georgetown. And it's all presented by Kroger, Papa John's, the Huffman Auto Group, and our friends at the Fitness Market. Like I said, UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. We've been talking a bunch of nonsense about the Jordan Fair, the Christian Dawkins documentary. One thing I do want to ask Pat Forty here in about 25 minutes is this. How do we think, because, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and call out everyone, say, why don't you guys stand up and say something? That is easy for me to say without it, with not, you know, I'm not in their shoes. I understand that. But I do think an interesting question is how coaches take that, watching that. How many of them do watch it? Who is watching it? And, like, who at LSU? Like, how long does LSU stick with Will Wade? How did they watch that last night? How did the people at U of L watch that last night, knowing their name was going to be brought up a couple different times, and it wasn't very long, but it was brought up? Mitch, so what do we want to do here? I have a number of things. A texter wants to know if Strebel's mad about some of the teams on Johnny Juzang's transfer list. His boy, that top six sure came together pretty quick for your boy, JJ.
Yeah.
I mean, Juzang had six schools locked in. It's like he had been thinking about it or something.
Yeah, I believe it was Travis Graff that said he believed he had his bags packed since January.
Right.
That he was ready to go. It doesn't bother me.
What about Notre Dame's on that list and Villanova's on that list?
Yeah, not pretty close to the
Jay
West
Wright's
Coast.
Like, Jay Wright's the cooler version of John Calipari, some would say.
Oh, I would, vehemently disagree with that. There's a lot I disagree with Blankenbaker and Drew, and I would very much disagree with that. There's no coach cooler than John Calipari. No, coach. No, there's not.
Is that April Fool's?
No, that's not April Fool's.
You want to play an April Fool's joke on your son? You want to call him and say Cal's retiring?
No.
You want to do that?
He would get really mad. My
Mitch,
wife,
does that mean you want to play an April Fool's joke?
That's
people
so
said
mean.
You can't play one. You can't play. No, I'm not going to play a coronavirus joke.
No, those are the.
Can you do April Fool's today?
Sure.
Well, I don't know. The internet's been telling me that you cannot.
Yeah,
you
I think people today are a little more testy. That they're not as willing to exist with the shenanigans today.
So you're against it then, Mitch. So then you're being cowardly with everybody else.
I just got April Fool's like 5 minutes ago. So
by
I,
who? What brainiac at the office?
No, it was one of my buddies texting me. It's like one of those funny texts.
It actually was.
It says, why is a nude on your story? And I'm like, I clicked on. I'm like, what's it talking about? And it's just a bunch of space. It says, just kidding. In case your hard drive, happy April Fool's Day. Send this to 10 friends that scared him. So I just sent it to Patty Ice. I'm trying to figure who else to send it to.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but Patty Ice has nudes.
I know. That's why. Well known. That's why he'll totally fall for it.
It would be good for Pat's career if his nudes got leaked. Right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I told him that.
Yeah.
It'd be great for him.
That portrait that he has, if that somehow found its way to the internet, Pat would skyrocket.
Texas says Khalil Whitney transferred in January, and Juzang apparently had his bags packed since then, too. Camp Cal must have been the nail in the coffin this season. Texas says Villanova flames out a ton. Look it up.
They do. They do have the two national championships,
but
they do flame out a lot.
I mean,
a lot more than Kentucky does. Historically.
Why are you doing this?
Because it was brought up.
This is what I used to do to Locke. Why are you doing this to me?
I'm not trying to.
I mean, yes, besides the two national championships, they flame out a lot when Kentucky has lost to Kansas State in a team they beat by 75 points in Auburn. I mean, settle down. Don't make me be the bad guy.
I know.
I wonder how coaches watch that.
I think Chris
Mack watched it, did he not? Quarantined with his family?
He probably felt bad about it because he knows what's coming to his program. I think other coaches watch it and they wipe
their... Did Cal watch it last night?
Yeah. There's no way he didn't. Of course he watched it. And all those coaches
Why? He doesn't see any videos. He doesn't see any videos. By the way, yes. Blankenbaker texts me. You ready for this?
Yes.
Blankenbaker, I'm going to have a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. I want to recreate the shadow producer.
With
where
Blankenbaker.
Blankenbaker, instead of texting me, records something into his iPhone and sends it to Mitch, and we put together some imaging that's ridiculous.
I like that.
And that's what we do. He says, Will Wade made the strong-ass offer with Odell Beckham's fake money out of Ashenhagen's shoebox.
Here's the problem with why Blankenbaker and Drew are wrong. This is why they're
what
wrong.
What did they say?
They said that if I woke up today as a Louisville fan, I feel better.
Yeah, I don't feel any different about Louisville other than it's good news at Jordan Fair. You didn't get to see his mug on there. I mean, that's a good thing. But otherwise, we've known that Rick Pitino's name hasn't. We knew that he wasn't on any sort of wiretap like Will Wade or Sean Miller. We already knew that.
Here's why I feel worse. Louisville's the only school that you can actually tie actual money to.
Yeah, but I don't feel okay. I understand that. I don't feel worse or better. I feel the exact same today.
If I'm a Louisville fan, I would feel worse because you look at everything else. Okay, what they have on Sean Miller, what they have on Will Wade, they have them on tape saying stuff.
But those guys, will get fired though. I think those guys are going to get massive show causes.
And you're probably right. But as far as the program's concerned, I'll be interested to see what happens because other than Kenny Johnson taking money to Brian Bowen Sr., and that actually happened. Right? Has any other money exchanged hands? Do they have evidence that money did go from Sean Miller's bank account to DeAndre Ayton? Do they have evidence other than them saying it on the wiretap? And that's fine. You can say that all you want. Will Wade and Sean Miller can come back and say, well, I was just talking bleep. Blah, blah, blah. Show me the evidence. The only school that has evidence where money exchanged, and it wasn't just money from Christian Dawkins to Brian, but it was Kenny Johnson. There they go. It was Kenny Johnson, coach.
Hang on, get him.
There they go.
That's the mailman.
That's the mailman.
Yeah, every day at 3:45. Every day at 3:45.
He's got to know whose house this is. That
Absolutely.
Mailman's got to know.
Oh, the mailman knows.
Whose house this belongs to. But that's all I'm saying. That's what I disagree with is that the fact that money actually exchanged hands from a member of a basketball coaching staff and a player's father, and they know it.
Mitch, let's go ahead and dive into some of the sound bracket here. Pat Forty going to join us at 4 o'clock, and also we'll have Governor Beshear's press conference, as we do each and every day here on all ESPN Louisville stations. Okay, so we did the caller Emily region. We need to update that, Mitch. We need to tweet all this stuff out. We updated the caller Emily region, the upper left. Now we move to the lower left. It is the East region. It is the Cooper Hassan region.
Which fits today, right? With Christian Dawkins and everything, it perfectly fits. Because that's what he wants to be.
There's part of me that thinks Dawkins is cool.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Should I feel bad that I think he's cool?
We like the runner.
I like the runner.
This show likes the runner.
He took the FBI's money and said, bleep it, I'm going to strip clubs.
I wonder how much you would have liked last night if it would have been Kentucky.
I would have hated it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's get into it. The one seed here in the Cooper Hassan region, this is Dayton. We're taking this bracket from Bobby V and Company. This is Dayton. This is a one seed Strieble. You know this is about you. You were all liquored up at Bourbon and Beyond. Let's relive that moment yet again here on The Take. Let's go live to Bourbon and Beyond with James Strieble. James, good afternoon.
Andy.
Yes.
The Flaming Lips are on right now, and they're terrible.
Of course the Flaming Lips are terrible. They suck. Of course they suck. Why are you watching them? Why aren't you? What are you drinking? How many have you had?
I've had a lot of water, Andy. A lot of cold, Dasani water. I'm replenishing my fluids with a lot of Fuji water, Andy. Fuji water.
How much are you sweating, though? Tell us. What does your shirt look like? Is it completely sweaty?
I think I can see the Mona Lisa on my chest, Andy. It's like artwork.
Well, I have a surprise for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, get the phone close to your ear. Emily is on the phone. Caller Emily, who is usually on the post-game shows, is on the phone. Emily, talk to your man, James Strieble, now. Go.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Emily. Hi. I'm really sweaty right now. It just happens when you're out in the sun all day. I'm drinking a lot of water, I'm staying hydrated. I hope you're doing well. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Are you drinking a lot of White Claw? Because my girls and I are right now getting ready to come down there.
Well, I'll probably be with the married guys over in the married guys section, but I appreciate the thought.
The married guys.
And I hope you have a good evening, Emily.
The married guys section? Where's that? We should hit it up.
You got to get a bracelet. You have to have a bracelet to get in it. It's very exclusive.
I have a lot of bracelets. I'm sure I can figure it out. We're coming down to see the Foo Fighters. Are you going to be over there?
Yeah, I'll be at the Foo Fighters. I'm ready to see all their songs, all the good ones.
Me? Or what? I'm sorry. I've heard a lot of White Claws with my girls over here. We're all about to come down there. Can't wait to see you. We're finally going to meet.
Probably not, but good journeys to you, Emily, and I hope you have a good time at Bourbon Beyond. This is James Triple. Live from Bourbon Beyond. It's very hot out here. Very, very hot.
Very hot. I'm going to make it hotter. I can't wait to see you in your Mona Lisa.
Well, have a good evening, Emily.
Hey, you too. I'll see you down there. I'll see you in a little bit.
Well, probably not, but okay. Thanks. I'll see you later.
Oh, man. That was a fun day.
I don't know the best part of that sound, but we do not have time to do that again.
No.
The 16 seed North Carolina Central is represented by this sound from Big Easy, Zach McCright, the mouth of the Midwest.
Remy.
Yes,
Remy,
that's it.
Remy is
At the time, I couldn't think of it. I was,
Monroe,
you know,
that's the one
brain
I knew.
Fart.
Right.
So does Monroe.
Yeah.
And AKA Buster.
And that's what I said.
What
he called Buster Man.
Yeah.
And Coop thought like there was another son
there was
named
three
Buster
kids.
Man.
Yeah.
No, the only reason we call – honestly, there's no reason to keep calling him that. But when he came – let me just tell you, when he came out of the womb.
Did you watch that?
I sure did.
Both of them?
And it's like – yeah. But one delivery was quite different than the other. When Monroe came out, let me tell you, he left carnage. I mean, there's no other way to tell. I mean, he's just – excuse me, fellas.
Excuse me, fellas.
We're going to have to go back, Mitch. I didn't have the NCAA sim up and ready to go.
No.
I've just been sitting here laughing, watching the dogs have battle royal around us.
Yeah.
So let's do the other one, and I'll get both of these set up. All right, also, we have the 8-9 game. The Turtle Hassan region is what we're doing, the lower left, the east. So that was Dayton and NC Central. The 8-9 game, Providence is the 8, St. Mary's is the 9. This 8 seed in Providence, I love this sound. This would be heartbreaking if it went home. This is Diener running two callers.
Oh, yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, David.
So where you're heading to, do they not have cell service?
Okay, goodbye. 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 I mean, really? I mean, I just set the table of cell service. Yes, I know I can make a hotspot. All right, listen. Blue, you're up next. 93 in the Ville East. I'm speechless. I'm even going to go to Blue. Blue, good morning.
You watch really close when Clayton Kershaw is about to make a pitch. If it's going to be a slider down and in, he makes a tongue taco. Just letting you know.
All right, goodbye. I'm done with Blue forever. I thought I'd try it once. He's banned for life. Lifetime ban. He's Donald Sterling of ESPN Louisville. He is banned for life. For life. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not. It's not funny. It's no good. I haven't taken his calls for a while anyway, and I'm never taking him again. He's banned for life.
Banned for life.
I've never banned anyone for life.
Ever.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah. So worldwide, you know he's going to sneak in. Remember the phone number, you know, and all that. So he is banned for life, as Adam Silver said about Donald Sterling.
Well,
he can call in afternoons all he wants.
I guess the thing is, when Diener's got Diener World problems, you come
in. And the first solution is, do they have cell service down there? I need a satellite. I don't need a Wi-Fi. I don't need cell service. I mean, I set the table with that.
That's great.
I love that sound.
All right, so here we go. Dayton, NC Central. Dayton moves on 93-60.
Whoa.
Now, can you guys vamp here while I try to find Providence?
Yes.
Go ahead and vamp.
Absolutely, I'll vamp.
You go ahead and vamp.
The the blue
here
call.
Here we go. Here we go, Mitch.
The blue call is one of my all-time favorite calls to any show. There's been a lot of really good ones throughout the years that ESPN Louisville's been in existence, but that call with the tongue taco
is just amazing.
It's amazing. It's so good.
So that moves on. 93-60. Dade moves on, and we are good with that. Providence, the sound we just played between Providence and St. Mary's. Providence wins big, and I'm happy because I love the sound of Diener running those two colors. The 8-seed Providence, the Friars move on. 83-59. Bombing St. Mary's, you know, probably the second best win on Gonzaga's record. That's a whole different discussion. Let's do one more here before we take a break and get Pat 40 on.
Well, do we want to play the 9-seed? Do we want to play St. Mary's?
Oh, my goodness. I totally forgot. We want to play St. Mary's. My mind is gone today.
So what are we losing?
It's absolutely fried today. We're losing Lock being crushed by Jay Privman of DRF.
Oh, that's sad.
Clearly didn't want to run Country House in the Preakness. He's been very transparent on that regard. Like, he was almost happy he finished second because he wouldn't have to worry about the obligation to go to the Preakness. And now it just seems so preemptive. Like, he's not sick yet, but he's acting like he might get sick. But obviously, he knows the horse the best. But can you understand?
Well, he's already coughing.
Okay.
I mean, the horse is already. Let me ask you something. How often are you around the barn?
Very infrequently.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah, no, I get it. But I guess that would then take it to the next question, Jay. Is the sport just going to be a niche sport no matter what? So you don't kind of worry about those outside assumptions, even if they're based on inaccurate
information. Is horse racing going to
be a
niche sport?
Are you talking about the assumption of yours that he's not quite as sick as he is? Are you talking about the assumption that they're of how the disqualification went down in the Derby? Just, you need to be a little more specific.
Sure, absolutely. Well, okay, let's go big picture, because, yeah, my assumption that you obviously take an issue with, which is fine. Does that matter? Maybe let me ask you a different question, Jay, because I'm stumbling around it. You would agree this is negative publicity for horse racing, yes or no?
That what is?
The disqualification. Okay.
Question.
The disqualification of Maximum Security is negative publicity for horse racing.
Man, I mean,
that's brutal.
I hate to see that go, but
no, you
Blue
don't.
Blue needs to move on to the next round.
He does need to move on.
Yes, but that's good sound, though.
He does need to move on.
Yes.
Mitch, I can tell by looking at who's the 5-seed coming up and who's the 12-seed coming up that we are not going to have enough time to get to either one of those.
All right.
Yeah, I shortened the sounds, but they're so good that you have to be at least a minute.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely do. The 12-seed was a little lengthy. That whole thing to say. Mitch, how long is the sound that we have from the documentary? Do we want to play the Will Wade sound? What do we have there that we can play before we take a break and we get Pat 40 on from Sports Illustrated?
We can play the Will Wade song, which is about a minute, or the Sean Miller, which are about 20 seconds each.
They're all so good. Let's build up to the Will Wade. Let's play Sean Miller. So which one is this that you have? Can you explain what we're about to hear?
We'll play the one of him talking about LSU and Will Wade.
Perfect. This is Sean Miller talking about Will Wade, admiring him.
In essence, let me ask you this. Do you think you're getting out of your read?
No, he's going to LSU.
Okay, he's an LSU coach. That helps.
We're not even bringing him on a visit. He's not even visiting us. That's all bullshit. Like, I'm looking at, like, our recruiting board. He's not even on it. I've never talked to the kid. All that hype on the phone is stupid. He just probably said, you know, fuck you. I don't want 75. I want 120. I may go to Arizona. That's all that was.
And Will Wade, I still book. I said, Will Wade is, like, driving the price of because he's not even doing, like, real numbers.
Like, I'd say, wait, I'll give him credit, and he got a big set of on him.
No,
okay.
Will Wade doesn't give a shit.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know if anyone listening, though, knew what was being said. What was being said, and I don't know because we saw it last night. Again, what was being said was Sean Miller is saying, no, we're not going after Naz Reid, okay? Mm-hmm. Naz Reid was good that one year at LSU. He goes, we're not even going after Naz Reid. Naz Reid will act, I'm paraphrasing, act like he wants to come here and then say, no, I want 75K. No, I want 125K.
Yeah.
And Christian Dawkins is saying, Will Wade doesn't give a bleep. Will Wade is driving up the price of bleep.
Bleep.
That he's driving up the price, that his numbers are unreal. Yeah. That is why we're celebrating Will Wade today.
Yes.
Because he is setting the curve. He is the straight A. He is the Lachlan McClain that would get the 100% and set the curve. Oh, man. I'm setting the curve. I studied. Too bad for all you people who didn't study, right?
Right.
That's what Will Wade is doing. My wife's down here. You don't look at me. You understand? Not with Strieble in the household.
They're in serious sports talk radio.
There's AM radio going on right now in the living room.
Yeah.
The mobile Papa John's studio. So that is, I don't know if we can play that sound. It's just delightful.
It's so
everyone
good.
Admitting that Will Wade is giving out bags unlike any other. And Will Wade's like, Javonte Smart. He's a 2 or 3 year guy. Bleep him. I've done bigger deals for better players.
Yes. It's
he's
amazing.
Godly. He's godly. What does Cal think about that?
You know there's a
now,
part of
I want to know what Cal thinks about this now more so. Okay, let me ask the room. Do we want to know more Cal's thoughts? I really want to put this up as a poll question. Cal's thoughts on the documentary last night. Specifically a guy like Sean Miller and Will Wade, who he's obviously recruiting against.
Yes.
The Ashton Hagans Money Phone Shoebox video or the Jamal Murray video?
I would rather... I'm going to go with the answer that I think he'd actually talk about.
No.
I think it's still Jamal Murray video.
I think it is.
I think it is, but I don't think he'd talk about it.
No, but I'm saying if he's going to give us his actual reaction to a video, not the BS that any coach gives us, it would be, I don't know, though. I would love to know his actual thoughts because Kentucky fans believe that Calipari the last couple years has missed out on recruits, and the reason is because of this stuff, and when the FBI was in everyone's phones, what happened? Suddenly he brings in a class that is viewed, I mean, this incoming freshman class is viewed a little bit more like the John Calipari classes that we were used to seeing early on in his tenure,
This is his best class since Bam, Monk, and Fox.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
And even this class might be better than that class. That's how good this class is. But, no, that's a great question. It's got to be the Jamal Murray video, though. I mean, it's so interesting on so many levels. And to hear Calipari give his thoughts about that would be pretty fantastic. Second place to me would be his comments about Sean Miller and Will Wade. Because like you said, especially Will Wade. I mean, Will Wade is in your conference. You play him 2-3 times a year sometimes.
Yeah, you could be. So that is that. I mean, it's hard to play that sound because you just can't hear it, right? I mean, it's just a little bit difficult to play that sound because you cannot hear it. So that's the sound bracket. We will continue updating that as we go. I'm feverishly round, Eddie, looking for my my read here. I cannot find it.
Okay.
My desk is a mess here, and my desk is pretty much my kitchen table.
What is it?
Well, I don't know where it's at. It doesn't matter.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Found it. There it is.
Well, no, I just want to make sure I get everything right, even though I've been doing this for months, and that's before we get Pat Forty. We'll talk with him here in just a second. BJ Heating and Cooling. By the way, I need to turn the air on. Is it warm in here? Is it a little bit warm in here?
Yeah, I saw one of their vans on the way here.
Well, there you go.
They were out and about.
Well, life's not going to stop. Yep. If something happens, it's BJ Heating and Cooling. BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. We've been telling you how they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They've teamed up with Bryant Ductless Equipment for the Bryant mini splits that are quiet, efficient, avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. You have a room that's stuffed to cool down, heat up, whatever it may be. Stick one of those things on the wall. Boom. I mean, that is the way to do it without tearing your house apart. They've been around this area since 1980. They are on call. They're ready to help you with any emergency 24/7, 365, including in today's climate. Again, give them a call, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com. Mitch, let's take a break. Pat Forty next here on The Take on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.